You are now on air.
Audio month, day number 6. The audio date is 11.06.2019. Current time is 06:24 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside. And we have the morning coffee here at the computer desk. And Rich Roberts, at Fireman Rich, here on the Anchor, as well as over there on the Twitter, where I tote myself as a social media observer and social media enthusiast. And we're here for Non-Pod Pomo, the Audio Month original, here in November of 2019. And this is my submission number 6 for this 30-day challenge, where you do 30 days, 30 audios in 30 days. That's why it's called a challenge. You have to you have to achieve the objective, I guess you could say. But today's audio that I'll be talking about is LOTR Minus Mogul released, and LOTRO is Lord of the Rings Online. But before I get to that, I got some cleanup here. Yesterday, I guess I was almost going to change the delete the tweet on yesterday's audio month submission, because I got the link right and all that, but if you noticed on yesterday's, I guess this is what happens when you do the copy and paste bit for titles and stuff, because I've got a worksheet going here on the computer that keep the titles of all the as far as my notes for the audio month here. But the title, what I tweeted yesterday, was Audio Month Day 5, which it was, but the title was Everyone Has Something to Say. Well, that was a submission from Day 1 or 2 or something like that. So I was going to change it. Yes, I did change it over there on elo.co, where I'm posting the link to the Audio Month audios I'm doing here on Anchor, as well as my blog, Blogspot, at Fireman Rich. And I don't know, sometimes it's good just to leave it as is, because it makes us, it reminds us of we're not perfect. So wanted to get that out there. And also currently it's 27 degrees Fahrenheit here in upstate New York, and this morning the sun rose, or will be rising here, and it's foggy out. Wow, it's foggy out, but it's still a little light. Be rising at 06:45, which is in about 13 minutes, and it'll be setting later at 4:55 p.m. And the day looks like some clouds this morning will give way to generally sunny skies for the afternoon. High of 48 degrees, winds west at 10 to 15 miles an hour. And yeah, it looks like there's sun in the forecast. Of course, temperatures are going to be down in the 40s. But also, I am on an unusual day off. This is a vacation day for me, because I have a doctor's appointment later today. And I'm trying to look at, it's over on the table there. I think it's 12, after lunchtime, I have to go to a doctor there to have some my eyes checked, as far as that goes. And this appointment's been putting off. It's an annual examination of sorts that I've been doing over a number of years. And that's, thank God, all I gotta say is I don't like going to the doctor, but I'm glad we have the doctors and the medical technology that we do have these days. But moving on to the subject here, as far as Lord of the Rings Online Menace Mogul released, and Lord of the Rings Online is a game I have been playing since get this, April 10th, 2007. No, that's not right. 2007 or 17? I'm going to have to check that real quick here. Let's see. I'm going to check. I'm thinking it's 2007. It can't be 2017. I've been playing it for longer than that. So, let's see. Let me log into something here that will tell me the exact date. And I thought that's what I was copying earlier today when I was on the platform. And but it's a game that has the flavor of Lord of the Rings, which I am a avid fan. I don't know everything, but you know, there's some people that know a whole bunch of stuff out there, and concerning Lord of the Rings, I am a J.R.R. Tolkien fan. I've read all the books a couple times over, and I do enjoy it, so why not play the game of what happened there? Let me try this one more time. Let's see. But what I'm typing into is the account. No, I'm not a robot. Okay, I checked. Let's see if that. No, it's, oh, it's 2007. I thought so. Why did I put 2017? I've been on this game since Lord of the Rings Online 4/10/2007. So it's April 10, 2009. And what it is it's a massive multiplayer online role-playing game. And the game was actually released April 24th, 2007. So I was on the beta a couple weeks before it was released. And the publishers, I'm looking here on the wiki, is Midway Games and Warner Brothers Interface Entertainment. They were involved in the game for a little bit there. And then they sort of went their ways, and the folks there at Lord of the Rings Online, they're partnered up with Standing Stone Games, which is currently the one that maintains the game, I guess, as far as bought into it. But the servers and the location for the game is up there in Springfield, Mass, I believe. It's in Massachusetts, Springfield. But it is a massive multiplayer on rolling game, an MMORPG, and I played on the Microsoft Windows platform here, the PC, and there is an OS X11 set. But J.R.R. Tolkien's Middle Earth, taking place during the time period of Lord of the Rings, again developed by Turbine, but now it's being maintained by Standing Stone Games. And I just, yesterday was a big day because it was the release of this content, minus Morgul, which I think the week prior, I've been trying to buy the pre-sale, and I couldn't. Kept on plugging it in over there on the Lord of the Rings webpage. And incidentally, you can play this game up to a certain point. Actually, the area that you can play in for free. You can play free by going over to the LordoftheRings.com webpage, and they have a play for free. You just sign in, you download the client, and you're off and running. There's a number of servers. I play on the Land Roval. I think it's Land Roval. Let me check that. Let me bring up the client here real quick. And but it was pretty exciting yesterday as far as the release of this, because I noticed on the Twitter feeds it wasn't releasing right away. Well, I was excited because yesterday it finally clicked through that I was able to purchase this. I didn't go with the low 39, but I didn't buy the high 129 Extra Supreme package. I bought the middle of the road. It was about $69 and or $79 and stuff like that. But I'm logging in right now just to see what server I am on. Okay, it's a Land Roval. It's a U.S. server that's open today. But I saw some Twitter traffic that all the servers were still down. And this is unusual because it was after the scheduled maintenance that they... it was yesterday afternoon at about 2 o'clock. And so I got my curiosity and I engaged in the Twitter feeds there to see what was going on. And lo and behold, it was after the regular scheduled maintenance. They were still down hard. And this is just, and I was getting excited as far as getting on this because I had just gotten the sale of the, or purchased the updated content. And I was excited about that finally. It's like, I was almost questioning whether I had a bum credit card there, but it wasn't. It just that they were doing some things on their end with the servers, and so we waited, but they indicated that there was like three or four prime individuals that live stream on Twitch waiting for the download of the for the servers to come up so that everybody could play the new content. So it was a little bit exciting. It was about another 2 hour wait. I think it finally came up. Well, that was about 2 o'clock. So it was about 3 o'clock. I started really getting engaged and I had the Twitch up on the big screen behind me on the Roku bouncing back from all three different feeds. And it was pretty exciting just to be waiting for something. And you don't get that too often now on this thing called the internet as far as that goes. It's just was pretty exciting. So but the servers came up and I'm continuing playing the so I've been on what 12-13 years now. The anniversary coming up this April, it'll be 13 years that I've been on the I've been playing this game off and on. I'm a VIP. I purchased the VIP status every 3 months, and it's been good. I'm almost kicking myself in the rear by not getting a lifetime. You could, when you first started, when this game first started, you could buy a lifetime access to the game for like $200, and probably in the long run, it probably would have been good for me to do that. But I've enjoyed playing this game over the years. I don't play it as much as when it first came out. I mean, when it first came out, I was in that obsession realm that everybody who is playing a game that they really like and enjoy can't wait to get home after work to play and well into the wee hours of the night. But I play it frequently now, not as much. When I do have some free time and to kick back, it's my relaxation to venture through Middle Earth. And like I said, you can go to the LOTRO.com webpage and you can play for free. And it's a pretty good platform. It's, you know, WoW, there's people that play WoW, it's better. And there's other programs out there. It's not a premiere, it's a game that's been out there. But there's a mainstay and there is a following. There's a real good following, a good community. And there's a lot of servers. They just brought up a couple of legendary servers. You have to be VIP to be on them. I'm over on Anor. I haven't been on there in a week from when I'm looking at the client. But there are European servers. There's several European servers, which actually I was on one 4 years ago from what the client's telling me. And there's even one in France. And they have one dedicated to Germany as well. So it's a worldwide game platform that is out there, and I'm playing it, and I was just happy to see the updated content there. One last item before we leave here. I guess yesterday, as far as to do some housekeeping here, I think I mentioned how Voice Recorder Pro is not available, or I thought it wasn't available for Android. You know, just before doing this broadcast, this audio, I uploaded it on my Android LG Stylo, I think it's Stylo 3, track phone. So I do have that. And I was quite pleased with the outcome of my audio yesterday on the an old iPod Touch that I listened to the audio. And this audio is going to probably be the best I can get as far as what hardware I have and stuff, but it's all part of the process. And yesterday, bringing out a piece of old hardware with a piece of software, the Boss Jock, and that's what I'm on now on the iPad Mini. That I'm pretty happy with that. And I'm also happy that I'm able to play the updated content of the Lord of the Rings online, minus Mogul. I think I said that right, but with that, I'm going to go ahead and exit stage left here, folks. I'm at 16 minutes right now, and I'm going to be playing some Lord of the Rings, and hopefully I don't get too distracted. I don't forget about my eye appointment later. Hey, you all have a great one, wherever you may be on this big blue marble. Live life, have fun, ciao for now, and as always, peace.